What's up, everybody? Joe Stroud with Unleashed Strength, and I'm back with another business update for you all. Been a little while, I know. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of content people want to hear. It's kind of frustrating because I had noticed that I've been getting more plays and stuff recently, and I was getting excited. And then I found out that apparently there was some bug going on where there was some bots on the platform that I used to record on Anchor that had kind of spammed, been spamming accounts, and everybody's play numbers went up. And so I thought, oh, people were actually listening to my podcast, but I'm not sure if anyone really is. So if you are, I'd love to hear from you. It'd be really cool just for some motivation and support. I'm not really sure, like I said, if anyone listens or not, but that is okay. I'm just going to keep doing this and try to get a little more consistent and try to get some sort of structure to the podcast and get some regular content out. So anyway, in the meantime, I wanted to drop you a business update, keep you updated behind the scenes what's going on with the gym and the business in general. Basically, we are in the stages of planning still, so we're kind of finalizing the layout for the gym as far as the build out. So the bathrooms and the office space and stuff like that has to be has been drawn up by the architect, but I had some changes that I wanted to make. They didn't really contact me before they drew it up, which I was kind of frustrated about because I had some things that I wanted to incorporate or just some layout ideas that I wanted. For example, I want the office in the front so that, because we're not going to have a big welcome desk, we're just going to have a little kind of check-in table, and I want the office to be right there so that when people walk in, our office is right there, we can say hi to people as they, welcome them in and all that good stuff and just be at the front, versus, having our office all the way in the back. Stuff like that. I want the bathrooms also in the office to be on the same wall, right, so that we can have one full open wall so we can run our turf strip down and just little things to consider. So I mentioned my concerns, and so there we're working on some designs or a final design that we can, that'll kind of meet my wants and needs, and something that's also feasible, obviously, with the what's already there. And we have certain limitations and stuff, obviously, restrictions we have to play within. So trying to just finalize all that with the architect, with the landlord, get that going. Once that is done, we're going to be moving forward and they can start building. So that's really exciting. We're going to have to figure out permits as well. But I think the permitting from the city comes after they build out. Or maybe they have to bless the plans and then we build it. And then they got to get the occupancy permit. So there's a few more steps for sure. But I was really excited for them to start building the actual space out. It's going to be really awesome. I can't wait to see the progress and stuff. And getting so excited about thinking about move-in date and getting all the equipment over there and setting up is going to be so, so exciting. So just definitely stay tuned for that, because it's going to be, I think, moving really fast now, the next few weeks. So that's all, going well, and we're going to start picking up speed. The landlord had reached out, and he wanted to split the cost on some signage for outside the space on the space currently. That would be a coming soon poster or banner or whatever, announcing that the gym is coming and, for people to start drawing up interest, right? people drive by and stuff. It has really good visibility on the space. So hopefully people will drive by and be like, oh, cool, new gym is coming, got to check that out when it opens. So just to start getting the word out more, that's exciting for sure. Direct them to the website, social media, whatever. So we're kind of working on design to finalize that, and we can get some signage up and get people, get that interest rising, hopefully spread the word. And what else is going on in that world? It's been hard because I want to promote and want to advertise and everything right now, but I've also, we've been saying coming soon for so long, I feel like, and so I'm hesitant to really go hardcore right now until we can get some more dates up. So I want to keep kind of pushing out content and growing our audience online, but as far as making promises for opening dates and stuff, I'm trying to hold off on that. And once we can kind of get a general timeline and be like, okay, we're going to be opening in 4 weeks or in this month or the end of the middle of this month or whatever, we can I can start going a little more hardcore on the promotional aspects of things. Like I said, I don't want to under-deliver. I don't want to disappoint. And there's some things that are just out of my control, unfortunately, right now. So we're just trying to make it all happen as soon as possible and, you know, keep everybody updated. And then once we can get some timelines, whatever, I'm just going to go crazy door-to-door and, you know, online and everything I can to try to get the word out and get people signing up before we open. So really excited for that. Like I said, we'll probably do a soft opening. People who are signed up can start coming in and working out, and we'll have like a big grand opening party, maybe a deadlift party or something cool like that, and just have as many people come to that as possible with some vendors and everything. That'll just be a blast. I can't wait for that either. So yeah, that'll be awesome. Like, hopefully we just can get this timeline laid out soon so that we can, like I said, start announcing dates and start planning for those kind of, you know, planning for the openings and all that good stuff. In other news, though, I am, well, a couple big things. First of all, I'm getting my USAPL, United States Powerlifting Coaching Certification. So I'm really excited about that. I'm taking it this Saturday. It's an all-day class, and you go through it. You learn from a world-class powerlifting coach and take a test at the end, and you can, you know, get your certification to be a USAPL coach. I'm really excited about that because that'll just give some, you know, credibility to what I say. It'll also just, I really want to learn more too. That's kind of number one thing, is I really want to learn more about the sport and learn how to be a better coach and learn how to program better and how to be a game day coach or an online coach, whatever. And hopefully I can start opening up my services to clientele, you know, to specifically powerlifting clients. And be like, hey, you know, I'm legit. You know, I have experience and numbers to back it up, but I also have a certification, so I know what I'm talking about from that regard as well. So it should be a good combination, be able to hopefully bring on some clients either online or in person once we are, you know, up and running with the gym and everything. So that's exciting. Really looking forward to that. And in other news that's not related to the gym, I am quitting my current job and getting a new job in a couple weeks. So I gave my 2 weeks notice last week. So yeah, I just got to finish this week and then one more full week with my current employer. And then I start the following Monday at my new job. And yeah, it's definitely exciting. It's going to work better with the gym, I think. And I just am more interested in the field, or it's building control panels and such, which is a pretty cool field, pretty cool, or not control panels, control rooms, sorry. Just a cool industry in general, very niche and pretty lucrative, and a great company and everything. So, and as far as location and stuff, it's going to be a little more better suited to me with the gym and trying to open the gym and stuff, and a little more flexible and such with the schedule and all that good stuff. So, looking forward to that for sure. This should make things a little crazier in the next few weeks, because I'm going to have to go to Canada actually to train for the job and everything. So hopefully we can kind of work this all in and have a nice smooth transition, and we can get all the training and stuff and the kind of the road bumps out of the way before the gym opens. So gonna be a crazy next couple months, but looking forward to it, really excited. Please, like I said, let me know if you're listening to the podcast. Check us out on our social medias. That's the best way to follow along, because we do much more regular updates there. But I'll try to be more consistent here as well. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.